listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back on this kind of gloomy day here in Albuquerque. The wind's not blowing, though, so I'm kind of happy. We're joined now on the program via phone by Chris Sweeten, friend of mine for a long time. Chris served 20 years in the United States Air Force. He is the co-owner of the Triskelion Group of New Mexico. They operate as 3D Security Services Group, 3D Security Training Solutions, and 3D Security Investigative Services. The businesses are co-owned and operated by his wife, Jennifer Sweeten, also a military veteran, and John Hughes, retired Army. Chris, welcome into ABQ Connect.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing well, my friend. Hey, tell us a little bit about Chris Sweeten and 3D Security so our listeners know all about you.
So, like you said, I did 21 years of special operations in combat search and rescue out of the military, United States Air Force. And when right before I got out, I saw a problem with security here in the state of New Mexico and started a training company first. And 2 years after that, we started an operational side, providing security officers. Mm-hmm. And from there, it went to a private investigations company. We've been the 2018 runner-up for Veteran-Owned Company of the Year. We were the 2019 Veteran-Owned Company of the Year. And we just continually hire more vets and keep, you know, providing good security, quality security, and professional security for here in the state of New Mexico, not just Albuquerque.
Chris, also, you also serve and actually form. You kind of teamed up with John Hughes. John actually sits on the board of the Regulation and Licensing Division. But you guys have actually combined to kind of lead the effort to raise the standards for level 1, 2, and 3 guards in the state of New Mexico. Can you kind of tell us about that work and about your professional association?
So in 2016, the state actually asked myself and 7 other companies to help rewrite the training curriculum for all security in New Mexico. And from there, it progressed into we formed the New Mexico Professional Security Association, and we represent close to 50% of the state right now. And it's literally taking the non-compliant companies off the map, and because they are not following state guidelines. And what we're doing is educating other businesses and business owners and professionals on the true professional industry of security. Mm-hmm. And we just, with all the corona stuff right now, we were the front runners helping the Regulations and Licensing Department work on the executive orders that have now come out to help backfill security officers as they get the virus, so that way they can continue going to work when law enforcement gets sick also.
Wow. So, Chris, we all know that crime has been an issue in Albuquerque for a long time. How is the COVID-19 coronavirus affecting security in the community?
In the beginning, as of the 12th, when the governor first declared the public health emergency, a lot of businesses started shutting down, the bars, the restaurants, and that actually took a pretty big hit for security because security companies have them as clients. Mm-hmm. So, but now that we've gone almost 3 weeks with people not having jobs, the property crime rates are starting to rise. You can look at the state police, BCSO, they're all talking about how it's slowly starting to rise, and it's only going to get worse. And what's happened for us in our company, I've gotten 3 or 4 phone calls just in the last day and a half to provide armed security at grocery stores, factories, manufacturing plants, because it is starting to get more and more need of people out there.
Yeah. Well, I did want to tell you by way of compliment, I know that maybe this is a military thing, but you always want your people to look very professional, very sharp, have a professional presence. And I was up at Smith's a couple days ago up in Rio Rancho. Your guy up there, extremely professional, greeting people, but still with that that presence where you just knew that he was going to take care of business. But I have to tell you, I like this jacket, and I want one of those jackets. Those are some.
Hook you up, Jim. It's just good. You're going to have to be a level 3 security officer.
Oh, so we'll you are. You just want to spray me with pepper spray is really what you want. That's so funny. Well, Chris, tell me about the challenges your business is facing right now. I mean, it's tough enough already to attract really quality people. How are your recruiting efforts and all of that doing in the midst of this pandemic?
So, on the 13th of March, I lost about $100,000 worth of business, and we were able to move people around and still keep them with their jobs. And then, unfortunately, yesterday I furloughed a couple people, but getting those phone calls, you know, yesterday afternoon and today, it looks like I'll be bringing those people right back, so they basically got a day off. And it is, as far as the training side of the house goes, we've lost a lot of business because of concealed carry classes, personal protection, self-defense realm classes that are meant for non-security related people. It's not considered essential.
Right.
So that side of my business has shut down. But the security side is starting to, the training is still about on par where it normally is, but I'm expecting an uptick with the more people that come out of work that need more work.
Yes.
That don't have felony backgrounds, stuff like that, that are from the bar, restaurant, hotel industry that have been out of work almost 3 weeks now. They're perfect candidates that can come in, get their training done, and get right back out to work because other security companies besides myself are going to be looking for qualified people. We've gone out and basically we're training all the classes for security now for at cost. So there's nothing coming into the business except to cover rent and to pay the instructor to keep people with jobs. And then we've got it set up where we're following the state guidelines of not having more than 5 people, so we're limited to a class size of 4 or 3, depending on what class it is.
Well, and you can spread them out well in your training facility, right?
Say that again, sir?
You can spread everybody out pretty well because you have a big training room, and if you have 4 at a time,
correct,
you can maintain all the social distancing and everything required.
Yeah, correct. We have a 3,000 square foot facility. 2,000 of that is open for a training room. So yeah, there's plenty of room that we can keep people for social distancing. We also have, for the level 3 training classes, all the firearms training that needs to be done. We are, our commercial side, because we do the firearms training for private law enforcement practitioners, i.e. security companies, Del Norte Gun Range has led us and law enforcement continue to use their law enforcement side of the range, so that way we can go out there and still keep training as normal for security to make sure that we don't run into some type of lack of level 3 officers out there and law enforcement officers if this pandemic continues to get worse.
Chris, let's talk a little bit about that as a career. First of all, to become a level 3, you have to first complete a level 1, which is about 8 hours of training, and that's basically handled in one day, correct?
Yes, sir.
Take us through the level 2 training.
So level 2 is when people start to actually learn how to use tools and use of force. They get trained on the use of force continuum. They get trained on case law. They get trained on actually how to use baton, OC, handcuffing, and most importantly out of all of that, when to actually use it so they don't walk around like a RoboCop. Mm. They learn good de-escalation, and once all of that is done, we put them into reality-based training scenarios based off of real-world incidents that are out there right now. Mm. So that way you have those candidates that are going through the program learning what they're going to do so they can make a mistake in the classroom versus out where it could cost them their business, you know, the business that they're working for, so they don't get hurt. Because nobody rises to the occasion. As much as people think they're going to rise to the occasion, they don't.
Yes.
They fall to their training. So the more we practice it, We make sure people get to one certain standard. That way they can continue progressing. And by doing the reality-based training scenarios, it shows them and it shows their employer that these guys are willing to, they're getting hired to do the job that they were, you know, employed for.
Well, and I want to reemphasize that your training company actually trains a lot of security people for other companies.
We are the largest security training company in the state of New Mexico. We trained over 700 students last year.
And so if right now you are a man or a woman, you've been laid off, there are some opportunities right now in security. As the pandemic has gone forward, there's all kinds of areas now that need personnel. So, Chris, how do people get in touch with you about getting involved in your training program?
They can either call the office at 505-750-4220, or they can email us and look at our through our website to hit the contact us at www.3dsts.com.
STS.com. And then you can also go, you have a holding company called the Triskelion Group, and that's TGONM.com, and you can click on any of the companies, right? You want investigative services or you want training, it'll take you to the specific website. Chris, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to several of our sponsors, and I hope you can stay with us up to the top of the hour. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
Did you know that new biblical discoveries are constantly being made in the Middle East? That's one reason you'll want a copy of the new Harvest Handbook of Bible Lands by Stephen Collins and Joseph Holden. This 400-page hardcover book is the featured resource this month on this program. Here's what Pastor Skip said about author Stephen Collins in a recent teaching.
The world's best living expert on the times of Abraham and Lot and the cities of the plain goes to this church, and his name is Dr. Steve Collins. Any questions about Sodom and Gomorrah, ask him. He's been digging it for 15 years.
Archaeologist Stephen Collins and Bible scholar Joseph M. Holden have spent decades making and researching those discoveries and now offer a wealth of information based on the latest findings in this new Harvest Handbook of Bible Lands. Get your copy for a donation to the Connection of $50 or more. This Handbook of Bible Lands provides a textual and visual bird's eye view of ancient Near Eastern biblical geography, culture, history, and chronology. With the most up-to-date information from biblical and archaeological finds, this hardcover handbook has narrative-style text, numerous maps, instructive photographs, illustrations, and charts. Order your copy now by calling 800-922-1888 or go online to connectwithskip.com. The Handbook of Bible Lands will be a trusted resource for years to come. 1-800-922-1888 or connectwithskip.com.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
The God who loves you and wants to bless you and use you also has this created enemy called the devil who, for whatever reason, is given the permission to destroy you. And he would rather have you lukewarm. He would rather have you sinning. So as you start to blaze a trail of goodness and glory and all the things God has for you, his desire gets to turn down the volume on your life. And one of the best, most effective ways he does that is to persecute you. It'll cause you to go, well, forget this then. Then I don't need to do this for God if that's how God's going to treat me. And so we begin to stop serving God, which is the exact opposite of what we're supposed to do. And Jehoshaphat, somehow deep down, he knew that. So notice what he does. Verse 3, I love this. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord.
For more fresh thoughts, go to LeviLusco.com.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
Can church still happen when church is closed? It already is. With Calvary Church at Home, all regularly scheduled Calvary Church services are still happening. Our midweek and weekend services are broadcast online at live.calvarynm.church so we can continue to pray, worship, and receive biblical teaching even when we can't gather together as a congregation. So don't miss worship with battle drums. Plus a fresh teaching from Pastor Skip Heitzig on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m., Saturdays at 6:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8, 9:45, or 11 a.m. During Calvary at Home services, you can engage in live chat with Calvary Church pastors. Submit prayer requests and let us know how we can help you with your next step in growing in your relationship with Jesus and people. And if you're healthy and willing, host or join a watch party with five or fewer friends, neighbors, or family members. And join us together for Calvary Church at Home at live.calvarynm.church.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. We have retired military veteran, Air Force guy, Chris Sweeten, the co-owner of 3D Security Training Solutions, 3D Security Investigative Services, and 3D Security Services Group. I want to make sure, Chris, that you say hi to Jennifer and John. I know I miss seeing you guys as much as I used to, and I'm really glad to hear that things are starting to pick up after a few things went by the wayside there based on the virus. Are you guys having a lot of fun with your kids being at home? It's hard to work when your kids are home, isn't it?
Jen and I are swapping out so that way she doesn't lose her mind. But yeah, it's definitely been fun being able to stay at home a lot more with the kids, and John's doing the same thing. He gets to go swap out with his daughter at home, and it's definitely been a lot more fun. I get the kids outside a lot, and the nice part is having that big open desert behind our house, and we get to go explore out there, and it's been a blessing.
A lot of fun. Chris, I'm going to ask you kind of an open-ended question, but we're all concerned in Albuquerque that we're at the top of the bad list in terms of crime here in the United States. Our state is well known for, you know, all of the things going on. We met with Chief Geyer here on this program here a week or two ago, and he was talking about all the plans he has for the Albuquerque Police Department and increasing the number of officers, but that's kind of a long process. Do you have some ideas now about how we could reduce crime really immediately in our community?
Well, private security is really going to have to step it up. And what I mean by that is people who are actually looking at bringing in more private security companies need to make sure that they are truly licensed, insured, and their officers are properly trained. First thing that they have to have is what's called a trade private patrol operator's license from the state, which means they've had 4,000 hours as prior law enforcement, prior military, prior security, so that way they can run the company correctly. Then the licensed security officers themselves have to either go through, like we talked about, the 8 hours, 20 hours for level 2, another 16, total of 43 for the level 3 armed officers. And they also have insurance. And making sure a good rule of thumb is a million-dollar general liability insurance policy. Some clients will want more, but it's a good starting point. And, by just having those three things, the trade PPO through the state, licensed security officers and their insurance, those are the three things that are going to make sure clients understand that these guys are trained to a certain level. They're not just oh, I want to create a security company in a time of need. Mm-hmm. They are true professionals at their craft. And it goes back to kind of like what you talked about earlier for the career. It gives people a true career path from starting off at a basic level and working themselves all the way up to a executive dignitary protection type role, or a bodyguard role, and, you know, moving on from there, and gets them their experience all the way through. Because I have guys that are basic level all the way up to what we call agents, and their purpose is for active shooter mitigation. Mm. So there is definitely a career path, but it has to be a legitimate career path.
Yeah.
And that way, business owners, when they're actually out looking to hire a company, it's as simple as asking, do you have a trade license or your officer's license? And let me see your certificate of insurance.
Yeah. And you can also check out these licenses. You can even check out an individual guard's license by going to the Regulation and Licensing Department with the State of New Mexico website. That's pretty
Correct.
Easy to determine. And we really appreciate you advising on this. Now, we talked about, I'm going to summarize this. I know this isn't great detail, but if you're interested in a career in security, you can get a level one security guard license with 8 hours of training. And Chris, that's roughly $110, $120 to do that kind of training.
Okay. Yep. $105 plus tax, but right now all of our classes are getting a 25% discount. So it's literally at cost for us.
Well, so you can immediately go to work. Now, as a level one security guard, you're really only allowed to observe and report. You can't really get involved in security events and those kind of things. But then a level two, you already talked about that. You are trained professionally in the use of tools. Now, this is one of the reasons you want both men and women who are former veterans or former law enforcement, because they already have a lot of this training. But you actually teach people how they can detain people by handcuffing them properly without injuring people. You teach people de-escalation techniques. And a level two security guard does not have a firearm, but they can intervene in security issues, right?
Yes, sir.
And then tell us about level three, because that's really where people then have deadly force available to them. But again, a level three security guard uses a firearm differently than a police officer would, correct?
Correct. So a level three security officer gets an extra 16 hours of training, comes out to a cumulative of 43 hours worth of training, and they are trained in the deadly use of force. And they go through multiple case studies, and they go through hours upon hours of firearm-specific training. But at the end of the day, they are not allowed to use that firearm as a tool of apprehension like a law enforcement officer could do. What security officers use that tool for is 100% self-defense. They are not allowed to use that firearm for anything else except for self-defense.
Right. Chris, let's talk now a little bit about things that you offer in general times. I don't know if these are available now with the pandemic in order, but you also do quite a bit of, for example, there's a lot of people that want to have a concealed carry permit, but they've never really handled, for example, a handgun. And you have courses that teach people and actually let them try out different handguns. Can you tell us a little bit about those personal classes?
Yes, sir. Right now, obviously, the civilian side has been shut down, but we have classes that people are thinking about wanting a firearm. We have what's called a First Steps class, mm-hmm. where we bring in multiple different firearms and let the individual sit down with it, get rid of the stigma that this is something that is bad. So they learn that what they truly like, what their hand size is, what gun fits for them. And then we take them down to different dealerships that we have strategic teaming agreements with, and we let them try it out. It's like test driving a car. Mm. We take them so they make sure it fits. They know how to rack a slide if it's a semi-automatic. They can take the use the chamber as needed. Little things like that that teach people that, okay, I just don't pick something up and go buy it and this is what I get. No, there's multiple things and layers that need to be covered, especially on the safety aspect, the three principal safety rules that when it comes to a firearm, mm-hmm. because it's nothing but a self-defense tool.
Yes.
So, and we do the same thing not only for firearms, for tasers, for mace, for, you know, using personal protection, just learning how to use a set of keys.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also try to teach people situational awareness. I always tell the story that I'm with two of my daughters, and one of them is driving. I have three daughters, but I was only with two of them at the time. And we drive into Walmart, and I tell her, I said, okay, it's 6 o'clock at night in February. It's dark outside. I want you to park somewhere within sight of the front doors under a light. So what she proceeded to do is to park next to one of those old hippie panel vans. There were four high school kids. I'm sure that they were very nice young men, but they're standing next to it. And she pulls into this parking space that is nowhere near a light and not anywhere within, a safe distance of the entrance. So I looked at her and I said, did you not hear anything that I just said? Go do what I told you. So we pulled out of the parking space and, you know, I could just envision one of these guys saying something inappropriate to me or to my daughters. And then I would not react the way I am supposed to react. And then there'd be a big blow up. So I tried to explain to him, you guys need to have situational awareness, be aware of what's going on around you. And you teach people that kind of work, don't you?
Correct. One of the things, the easiest way to simplify it is calling it the what if game. What if this happens? And people play this all the time when they're just driving. Maybe not as much today since everybody's sitting at home. But once outside of the pandemic and we're out driving again, playing the what if game always happens. Make it realistic. Don't think some gang is coming after you. But what if this person does this? What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And that's as simple as it can be when, you know, you're thinking about a self-protection type of realm and getting your situational awareness around you.
Yeah. Chris, give us one more time the phone number for people to get in touch with you. And I want people that need work right now to contact you that are professionals and really want to have a serious job, because this is a serious job. Being involved in security, you've got to be able to handle some difficult situations. And I know from watching the reality-based training that you are going to put plenty of pressure on them.
Yeah, true private security needs to be at their best when people are at their worst day. Mm. We have to be able to help. But to get in touch with us, the easiest way to do it is calling the office or going online. The office number is 750-1663 or 3dssg.com.
3dssg, that's samsamg.com. Well, it's good to talk with you, Chris. I know we haven't visited for a little while. Leave us with just some encouragement about, you know, how people can be safe as they go through their day and be aware of bad things about to happen.
Always just look around and pay attention to your gut. You know, technology has made us quell our primal instincts, and our noses, our ears, our eyes are seeing, hearing, and smelling other things that and our brain is processing them that we don't realize. And we get that gut feeling and, you know, trust in your instincts. And they'll always lead you in the right direction.
Chris, I would say that probably cell phones are maybe the biggest culprit for not being aware of our surroundings. Would you agree?
100%.
And how are you teaching your kids to put down the cell phone?
They only get Technology Tuesday.
Ah, there we go. And are they learning a few of these personal defense techniques and things at their young ages?
Oh, yes. Both of my children have been learning self-defense techniques since they were both five and able to truly pay attention to their surroundings. But granted, they're 8 and 10, so.
Yeah. Chris, I want to emphasize one more time. You're looking for professionals. Really from any area, men, women, but you also love veterans and we appreciate your service to this country and you watching out for our veterans today.
I'll do that, boss. Be safe, Jim.
Thanks for joining us.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
We'll see you tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.